as member states have increased their efforts to counter violent extremist groups in the past years, the associated challenge of what to do with such individuals once they end up in prisons has gained importance and urgency. And the concern is indeed that prisons, if this threat is not being dealt with properly. And this notion refers to two challenges. On the one hand, the management in itself of an increasing number of individuals detained on terrorism-related charges, but also the management of violent extremist prisoners within the overall prison population, where in theory, at least, they can have in principle access to a large pool of potential recruits.
To what extent does the influx of extremists in prisons undermine prison management?
The influx of violent extremist prisoners certainly has an impact of prison management overall. And let's not forget that many prison systems to start with struggle to be in compliance with international standards and norms. And this additional influx of high-risk prisoners certainly presents an additional challenge that prison administrations need to deal with. That's why we continuously emphasize that whatever is being done about violent extremist prisoners needs to be embedded in the overall prison system and ideally be accompanied by overall prison reform efforts. This being said, the principle of social reintegration equally and naturally applies to violent extremist prisoners as well, most of whom will at some point return to society. So even for violent extremist prisoners, we very much stress that significant investment needs to be made into tailored rehabilitation program for violent extremist prisoners. Violent extremist prisoners are not a homogeneous group somehow. They are not all the same. So that's why in terms of rehabilitation, you may, even for violent extremist prisoners, talk about education, vocational training and work, which is certainly relevant for some.
What are some of the challenges prisons are facing? Are issues of overcrowding, mismanagement also promoting extremism in prisons?
I would be careful to say that there is a direct link between, let's say, overall prison deficiency and vulnerability to violent extremist prisoners. What I would say is that in a prison which is overcrowded, where abuse is rife, where basic needs of prisoners are not met, violent extremist prisoners will certainly have more space, ideological space, to build on a sense of anger and frustration amongst prisoners.
And lastly, the UN recently released a handbook to address this issue of extremism in prisons. Could you tell me a little bit about this?
UNODC has been doing work on prison reform in many member states for a long time. And we thought it would be quite important, also with a view to remain as evidence-based as possible, to draft a dedicated technical guidance manual on the management of violent extremist prisoners and the prevention of radicalization to violence in prisons. That's why we brought together in the context of two expert group meetings in 2015 and last year to discuss this issue and to draft a UN manual on this particular topic. During these expert group meetings, all the experts very much agreed that also the specific issue of managing violent extremist prisoners in many regards comes down to sound principles of good prison management that have been identified in international standards a long time ago. So the core issue that we dealt with in the handbook, including its recommendations, relate to prison staff training and coordination with other relevant criminal justice agencies, including law enforcement. They focus on risk management and the need for proper classification procedures of prisoners upon admission. They deal with rehabilitation and social reintegration programs. They deal with the specific issue of preventing radicalization to violence in prisons. And finally, the issue of social reintegration upon release.